The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Some Pharisees and Herodians were sent to Jesus to ensnare him in his speech. They came and said to him, "Teacher, we know that you are a truthful man, and you are not concerned with anyone's opinion. You do not regard a person's status, but teach the way of God in accordance with the truth. Is it lawful to pay the census tax to Caesar or not? Should we pay or should we not pay?" Knowing their hypocrisy, he said to them, "Why are you testing me? Bring me a denarius to look at." They brought one to him, and he said to them, "Whose image and inscription is this?" They replied to him, "Caesar's." So Jesus said to them, "Repay to Caesar what belongs to Caesar, and to God what belongs to God." They were utterly amazed at him. The Gospel of the Lord. Good. So once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. Here's a gospel passage that requires a little tiny bit of explaining. Some Pharisees and Herodians were sent to Jesus to ensnare him in his speech. Pharisees and Herodians were political enemies in the time of Jesus. And it was worse than Republicans and Democrats, right? They hated each other, and they had absolutely nothing in common. What they were divided over was the role of the Roman Empire in the kingdom of Israel, right? The Pharisees opposed the Roman Empire. The Herodians supported the Roman Empire. And where they really got divided was the question of taxation, because, you know, nothing hurts quite as much as getting hit in your wallet. So do we pay the tax or not pay the tax? The Pharisees, they opposed paying the tax, and the Herodians supported paying the tax. And so they accused each other. Pharisees accused the Herodians of opposing the faith, and the Herodians accused the Pharisees of endangering the safety of the people. And this all sounds almost contemporary, doesn't it? This kind of debate. The one thing and the only thing that they could both agree on is that they both hated Jesus. So here's where the gospel comes from. They come and they try to trap him in his speech, and they figure no matter what Jesus answers, they got him in the bag. Do we pay the tax or not? And if Jesus says, yeah, you should pay the tax, well, then he opposes the people. And if Jesus says, no, you shouldn't pay the tax, well, then he opposes the Roman government, right? So no matter what they think they trapped Jesus. But you can't trap God, ladies and gentlemen. You can't trap God. He turns the entire debate on its head and says back to them the last thing that they would ever expect to hear, the often quoted statement of our Lord, "Give to Caesar what belongs to Caesar, and give to God what belongs to God." Now, just as an aside, and this could be an entire separate homily, it just goes to show that God does not come from the political right, and he does not come from the political left. God comes from above, and every effort in all of history to try to force-fit God into any human-made political terms is bound to fail, right? But here's your little thought for the day. They show Jesus this coin with the image of Caesar on the coin. The coin's stamped in the image of Caesar. The coin is made in Caesar's image. And your soul is made in God's image. Now, just like a coin, your soul is made to be spent. You're made to be given away. The question is, what do you give yourself to? The coin of the world is meant to be spent on the things of the world. And your soul is meant to be spent on the things of God, pursuing the truth, pursuing authentic charity, the things of God. Trouble is, we often get that backwards, precisely backwards. And we give our heart and our soul to the things of the world, and God, he gets the leftovers, he gets the pocket change. So this gospel today, it's really a basic question of what is it that you worship? Something really important to think about. Worship is an interesting word. It comes to us in English through Old English, and it's literally an amalgamation of the words worth and ship. Whatever it is that you give your worth to, Whatever it is that you value, whatever it is that you esteem highest in life, that is in fact what you worship. And everybody, and I mean everybody, atheist, agnostic, I don't care what, we all give our hearts to something. Little mental test for you just for fun. You ever wonder what it is that you really worship? Just imagine this. Just imagine what, that you could be trailed by a genie all day long who just grant you your wishes left and right. Go around all day long wishing for this and wishing for that. You want to know what you discover by the end of the day after all your wishes? You discover what it is that you really want. You discover what it is that you really worship. Now, our challenge is to put God in his proper place. The essential daily meditation is to ask yourself, what is it that I put in first place in my life? What gets me out of bed in the morning? What's on my mind all day long? What captures my imagination? What moves my heart? A lot of people don't ever ask this question, and they live their lives blind, pursuing something, not even being aware that they're pursuing it. People give their lives to money. People give their lives searching after popularity all day long. It's what they want more than anything else. Some people, they give their lives all day long just trying to take the course of least resistance. All they want is an easy life. Now, what we want to do, if we want to be people whose lives are worth living, we want to make sure God has his proper place and everything else falls in place because of him. What? Keeping his commandments and loving the Lord and loving his ways. It's the only thing that makes sense. It's the only thing that makes sense. People cause themselves sadness, fear, sin, anxiety, worry to no end because they're worshiping something that can't ever fill the place of God. They're trying to force fit into first place in their life something which was never meant to be first in their life. And our challenge now is to pray about that, to realize that, to ask God's grace and to turn it around. Just a little thought for you now. Here for the day. Your soul is like a coin. What are you going to spend it on? Here's one that we want to get right. Just like our Lord said, let's give to Caesar what belongs to Caesar and to God what belongs to God, and ask for the prayers of the saints to help us today. Saint Justin Martyr, pray for us.